Dr. Danzav said travelers who are vaccinated will serve a shorter quarantine period than those who are not. The Prime Minister said persons who are vaccinated are also less likely to transmit the virus.
By coming out of quarantine today, because I'm fully vaccinated, so I'm doing 48 hours. As again, somebody who didn't take the vaccine, they got to do the 14 days or whatever the time is in the, I think it's 14 days. And by the way, I applied. I sent in advance my in order to do the 2 days now, because I'm fully vaccinated, and you have to have 2 weeks have to pass since your last vaccination, and so on and so forth. So so again, I'm urging people to take the vaccine. Look, I am, given my age, I'm a higher risk than a younger person of something more serious happening to me. That is to say, hospitalization or dying. It's true that I don't have, at least I've been informed that I have any quote-unquote comorbidity, any pre-existing condition. But I'm talking about the general proposition about age. So I have to protect myself. What a young person can give me, even though because I'm vaccinated, I'm less likely to be infected or to infect anybody. So this is why people who are vaccinated are taking precautions, and those who are not even vaccinated who are sensible are taking precautions. But we have the vaccine. Take the vaccine. We have, they tell us there's so many thousands of people in St. Vincent have taken the vaccine. There's no adverse reaction to anybody who has taken the vaccine.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, Jamaica recorded 79 new COVID-19 cases and 14 deaths, bringing the country's total infection to 49,356 and the total number of deaths to 1,011. According to reports from the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the new cases comprise 42 females and 37 males between ages 89 and 79. In the Bahamas, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 12,092. Internationally, researchers say a headache, sore throat, and runny nose are now the most commonly reported symptoms linked to COVID-19 infection in the UK. Meanwhile, Britain was widely expected to delay the full lifting of coronavirus restrictions due to a surge of infections caused by the Delta variant. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is due to announce the government's next step of its roadmap out of stay-at-home measures after easing began in March. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.